This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Analysts say Iranian-backed proxies in the region could join the war against Israel. VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
Iran is a major supporter of Hamas, and there are fears that the attack could spiral into a broader conflict in the region.
If Israel is going to mount a ground invasion of Gaza, I think there is real concern that these other groups that have gotten Iranian support and that share Iran's goals and share Iran's animosity toward Israel, that they might get involved as well.
That includes Hezbollah, a powerful militant group based in Lebanon and backed by Iran. Israeli forces have exchanged sporadic rocket fire with Hezbollah fighters in recent days. Syria said Thursday that Israeli missiles had targeted airports in Damascus and Aleppo, damaging their runways. Israel did not comment, but has previously accused Syria of facilitating arms shipments from Iran to militant groups in the region. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Under pressure from both Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Congress to block Iran from accessing $6 billion in oil revenues made available as part of a recent prisoner exchange deal, the administration of President Joe Biden signaled Thursday it is considering refreezing the funds. The $6 billion represents the proceeds of oil sales and had been held in a South Korean bank until recently when it was transferred to a bank in Qatar. Under the agreement the Biden administration struck with Iran, the money was only to be used for the purchase of humanitarian supplies. The money would not go directly to the Iranian government, but instead would be paid directly to pre-approved lenders, vendors of food, agricultural, and medical supplies, who would then deliver the goods to Iran. This is